Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hello? Okay, good morning.
Hello? You hear me?
I'm here. Yes.
Brandy,
I can hear you.
Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning. I'm on mute.
Okay. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
Today is the last of the normal, I don't want to say normal, the last of the 6 weeks that we have been saying these songs. We will be continuing them a week from today. Today we're doing Tehillim 27. And we're starting with the Psalms landing page, and we will transition to the yearning for redemption as we have been doing. We will also, both of these handouts can be found on the unique astrological times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage, and then if you're in a mobile device, that it's usually at the bottom. Once you're on that landing page, you can scroll down to the preparation. Hold on a second. I'm right in the middle of teaching for an hour. Can you come back at 11 or is that...
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be done by 11.
Okay.
Thank you.
I came on me about you.
I'm sorry. You can find the two handouts on the Unique Astrological Times link at the section for preparation for the Shovavim. Tehillim 27, and I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimud Hilu Urchimud Urchimud Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe B'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Funene Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Funenehu. Psalm 27 is set on the fourth day of the monthly cycle. King David acknowledges and praises Hashem, placing his trust in him because of his victories in war. Nevertheless, it is not wars that I desire, for I cannot gain protection with them. Only one thing do I ask, to abide day and night in the study hall studying Torah, to gain perfection, so that my soul may merit the life of the world that is coming. This is the traditional Kavanah for saying this psalm. The first word is L'David. And there are 14 verses in this psalm. 14 is a number that connects to the Sefirah of Malchut. It connects to manifestation. The name David has a gematria of 14, and King David is a chariot, a channel to Malchut, to the light of Malchut. The word Yad, which means hand, Yud Dalet, has a gematria of 14. The word Dai, Dalad Yud, has a gematria of 14. Dai means enough. We sing Dai Dai Enu every Passover. It would have been enough is the translation of the beginning verses, the beginning of each verse in that song. Psalm 27 represents all of the energy of the 27 letters in the Hebrew Aleph-Bet. Those 27 represent the 22 Hebrew letters plus the 5 final forms. It is fitting, and I have not discussed all through these 27 psalms, I've never discussed with you the idea that the chapter of the psalm also has meaning. But we see here that it does, because 27 is clearly the manifestation of all of the energy in the universe. Yearning for redemption. Psalm 27, verse 1. Le David Adonai Ohe Wahe Ori Vishi Mimira Adonai Ohe Wahe Maos Haye Mimi Echad. Le David Hashem, the eternal God, Hashem alone, is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Hashem alone is the stronghold of my life, the source of my existence. Of whom shall I be frightened? Another way of translating without Rabbi Sutton's addition. Le David, Hashem, is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I have awe towards? Hashem alone is my stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I show awe? Second verse. B'chov alai mereim lecho et besari sarai v'ovai v'ovai li hei makashlu v'nafalu. Whenever evildoers have come upon me to devour my flesh, my tormentors and my foes, they have stumbled and fallen. For even when his protection was hidden, to the extent that my enemies were able to come upon me, Hashem never withdrew his love from me. In these first two verses, you have one of the tropes written in the Hebrew. Normally in this version, the trope is not being presented to us in the Hebrew. But these dashes are one of the tropes. Why are they there? Look into the English and you see they set off like a comma, a phrase. They set off something. Give it emphasis. That's what the meaning of the trope is. There are 12 words in this second Basuk, connecting, as we know, to the Hashem, the upper levels, through connecting to Hashem on the right, Hashem on the left, and Hashem in the center. And it's also true that it's the 12 tribes of Israel, but this is the lower connection. The third pasuk. Im tachane alai machane lo yira libi. Im takum alai milchama v'zot ani. As long as I'm talking about the trope, the colon that people think is the period in Hebrew, in the Bible, it's really another trope. It's telling you that this verse is ending. It's called the Sof Pasuk, the end of the sentence. If an army encamped around me to besiege me, my heart was never afraid. If an enemy waged war against me, I trusted and continued to trust in this, namely, Hashem's involvement in and providence over every detail of my life. I don't even know how to express the truth of this statement. As part of my journey, I was involved and attended every Shabbat a minyan that was very interesting. It was an egalitarian minyan based on the conservative movement's values. But approximately half of the minyan came from the Hebrew University, the school in Los Angeles that trains rabbinical students for the Reform movement. The other half of the participants came from the University of Judaism. I think they renamed it to American Jewish University. That's also in Los Angeles. And those were rabbinical students and education students that were being prepared by the conservative movement. The reason I joined the minyan and participated with the minyan was I had left the Kabbalah Center and I was looking for something that represented unity, and this minyan does and still does represent unity of these two movements. One day there will be Orthodox people involved, and there will be a union of the Jewish world. There will be all of the others represented as well, the renewal, all of the different movements and subsets that are actually the 12 tribes of the children of Israel in our day, in our generation. But what I wanted to say about this truth, about what this verse is expressing, is Hashem is involved in every aspect of our life, down to the smallest detail. As I was telling you about this minyan, It's a lay-led minyan. These people, these students, were not yet rabbis, but they practiced. They gave drashas. They gave sermons. They led the prayers. They were practicing. It was really a it was a wonderful minyan. But one day I listened to a drash by a woman who was training to be a rabbi in the Reform movement. And she was coming to terms with her feelings about all of that. And she expressed in this sermon that Hashem was in control of the world, but not the details. She couldn't understand how Hashem was involved with someone's illness. She couldn't understand how Hashem was involved in whether she ate eggs for breakfast or whether she ate cereal for breakfast. She couldn't understand. She knew that Hashem was involved with the world, that he was in control of the world. She just couldn't accept that it was down to that detail. I need to say and express, as King David does in this verse, Hashem is down to the controls every detail of this life that we live. He wrote the movies using the metaphors that the Kabbalah Center and the Kabbalah teach, the metaphor of the cinema, the multi-cinemas, where the movies are all of your life. Hashem has written those movies. He is the author. You can choose the movie. That's your free choice. But the movies are already prepared for you. Including the details in the movie. The fourth pasuk. Achat she'alti me'et Adonai Yohewahe Ota Avakesh Shivti Bevet Adonai Yohewahe Kol Yemechayei Lachatzot Benoam Adonai Yohewahe One thing only I ask of Hashem, I seek only this, to dwell in the house all the days of my life, the house of Hashem, all the days of my life. That is, to be intensely aware of His presence at every moment and in every circumstance, to behold the sweetness of Hashem, the wondrous beauty and sweetness of heaven's ways, how heavenly providence guides us and interacts with us from behind the scenes, such that most of the time we are completely unaware and to abide in His sanctuary, or to frequent His sanctuary each morning in order to receive deep instruction from His Torah concerning His nearness in every moment and in every aspect of my life. Rabbi Sutton is describing the morning minyans in this pasuk, among other things. Rabbi Sutton is describing how he utilizes the morning minyan prayers, the songs, the section of the prayers that are the singing. They're called the Pesukei de Zimla, the the verses of song. A lot of the Psalms, a lot of the Proverbs, a lot of the verses from the Torah are sung in that section. It's rather lengthy, but it's also rather beautiful. Most minyans do not sing them. They read them, and it makes a significant difference in your perception of them. But Rabbi Sutton is expressing how he, when he is doing his morning prayers, he's in the house of Hashem. He's aware of Hashem. He's looking for Hashem in his interaction. He's describing his morning meditations. The fifth pasuk. Ki itzpeneini v'suko v'yom ra'a yastireini v'seter ehalo v'tzur yerom emeini. For he hides me. He allows me to enter under the protective shelter of his sukkah, the canopy of his overriding hashgacha providence, his control in the details. On the day of evil calamity, even when to my physical eyes life seems random and chaotic, unjust and unfair, he encompasses me with his loving presence, providence, thus assuring me that nothing is by chance. He conceals me in the folds of his tent, even in the midst of affliction and constriction. He lifts me up. There is a difference between verse 4 and verse 5. They're saying essentially the same thing, but one is talking about how he's involved in our life in the good, and the other in the evil. But look at the word evil. In the Hebrew, it's the last word in the before the period. By Yom Ra'ah, the day of evil, is the translation. Ra'ah is Ra, Reish Ayin, which does mean evil. But the He at the end is not saying it's the day of evil, it's the day towards evil. Because those days of our life where we consider them really negative, I just want to go back to bed and sleep away the day. It was so horrible. We've all had those days in our lives. But that's not the ultimate day of evil. But by spelling it with the hey at the end, he's indicating this is a day that is connecting towards evil. There's something that is worse, more intense, that will come, and that is the last day. The last day for those people who have not made the connection to the Torah and to Hashem. And we need to feel their pain. Not wait till that day and feel their pain. But by feeling their pain, we awaken the light that's sparked within them that may cause them to move towards the Torah. And that is the last hay, the hay of physicality. That is the last hay, the hay that gives direction to the energy of the word. Look at the difference between the third word from the end of that sentence, the sukkah. It's a word that is written and a word that is read differently. It's read with a vav at the end, meaning his. is Sukkah. It's written with a hey at the end. It's his sukkah, but it's written as a sukkah. It's written with the idea of the direction of Hashem's dwelling, if we look at the hey again as the final letter. Ata yarum roshi alo yavai savivotai v'ezbecha be'ech ahalo zivche teruwa ashira v'yazamra ladonai yohewahe. Even now in my head is lifted up high above my enemies, who have gathered round about me and within me, to mock me and convince me that I am not worthy of his love. They believe that his love is unconditional for those whose only desire is to come close to him. I will therefore offer sacrifices of joy and loving devotion in his tent. I will sing and praise Hashem, and thereby cut away all the inner and outer obstacles that prevent me from seeing his hand in my life. The verse is describing why we don't see Hashem. We don't see him in history, the veil of his, where he hides. We don't see him in the person that comes to chastise us in our life. We don't see him in the person that comes to elevate us in our life. We don't see Hashem in all of the particulars of our life. That's what's being described by King David in this verse. There are 13 words connecting to the energy of unity. You begin to make the connection to why this verse is so powerful. There are 61 letters. Most people would say, what's 61? It's the word Ani, the personal pronoun Ani, has a gematria of 61. It teaches you to look for the unity of yourself, the unity of yourself as Hashem, as a friend to Hashem. Because, of course, we are not Hashem. We were the created being, the vessel. But why were we created? The Kabbalah teaches it, hints at it, but doesn't say it. I say it out of my arrogance. Hashem created us to grow from a child to an adult that becomes his friend, that changes from his son to his friend. The seventh pasuk. Shema Adonai Yohewahe Kol Yechra Hashem, hear my voice with which I call out. Be attentive to my cry, for I call out only to you. Be gracious to me and answer me. Six words connecting to Zeramtin, the six Sefirot, Chesed Gevura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod. Five words representing the five worlds times the five worlds, or five worlds within the five worlds. Five times five. Big pasuk. Lecha amar libi bakshu panai et panecha Adonai yohe wahe Avakesh. Hashem, on your behalf my heart has said, seek my presence, look for signs of my hashgacha in your life. O Hashem, I seek only to be found worthy of your presence. Footnote 57. Lecha amar libi, on your behalf my heart has said, we might think that lecha means to you, that my heart has spoken to Hashem, but then the next phrase wouldn't make sense. How can the heart ask Hashem to seek its face? Rather, as Rashi clarifies, lecha chir means bishbilcha, on your behalf, and bishilchutcha, as your messenger. Contrary for me to say to you that I can speak at the level of a Rashi, because I cannot. But the understanding the actual literal meaning of the phrases, my heart has said, seek my face. It's telling us that our emotions need to be elevated and sweetened by the intellect, that the emotions cannot be let loose to run free without control. We came into this world to learn to control our emotions, to change them from selfish reactions to sharing consciousness. The ninth pasuk. Al kaster panecha mimeni al tat ve'af avdecha ezrati chayita al titsheni ve'al ta'azveni Elohei Yishi. Do not conceal your face, your presence, your hashkacha from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. Not only have you always come to my aid, but you yourself have always been my assistant. Do not abandon me or forsake me, Hashem, my salvation. Only in this case, it's Elohim, my salvation. A very interesting transition. The tenth pasuk. Ki avivihi mi azavuni vadonai yohewahe yaasveni. Even if my father and mother were to forsake me, Hashem, you would gather me in. You would care for me. You would love me. The 11th pasuk. Horeni Adonai Yohewahe Darkecha Uncheni Biorach Mishor Leman Shorerai. O Hashem, teach me Darkecha, your ways, the revealed ways of your Torah, and guide and lead me on a straight Orach, my own personal path of growth. Footnote 58, so that I may overcome those who await my downfall. Footnote 59. Reading footnote 58. Tuvaat Harivash, the last will and testament of Rabbi Israel Baal Shem, the Baal Shem Tov, clarifies the difference between a derech, a public thoroughfare, and an orach, a private pathway. King David asked Hashem, teach me your darkecha, your ways, and lead me on the straight orach, the straight path, my personal path. That is, guide me so that I know how to walk on the public thoroughfare of the Torah. Then I ask that you guide and lead me on my own personal path of uprightness. Both are needed, a connection to the public thoroughfare, the collective soul of Israel, and a private personal path that is specifically for each individual. This distinction is also alluded to in the verse, V'chol derecha etdehu. Know him in all your ways. The Hu Ya'asher Orchotecha, and he will straighten out your pathways. That is, a person himself must become completely familiar with how to travel on all the paved roads and public thoroughfares of the Torah. Indeed, a person is responsible to know how to travel these roads on his own. Hashem will then assuredly help him walk straight on those more private pathways so that he will not stray. There is so much in this paragraph. In the Sefer Yetzirah, there is the when you study it with the classes that I teach, and others do this as well, it explains the difference between the nativ, the personal path, and the derech, the public path. It's something that is a dichotomy. It's a tension in Judaism. We're supposed to go to the minyan, and then we're supposed to have a personal connection to Hashem. How do we reconcile these two concepts? Rabbi Sutton is attempting to do this in this footnote. Footnote 59. Or guard me from even the semblance of wrongdoing, so that my foes, both the inner and outer, will not be able to rejoice in my failure. The Hirsch is his comments. Guard me from even the more near semblance of wrongdoing, even if it is only because of my foes, who would rejoice if they could find some fault with me. We're seeing this played out in public these days, in our generation, recently. What is it we're seeing played out that is so significant? There are people who are walking this line. The perception of a thing is the reality of the thing. We see it played out in public. I didn't do anything illegal, but people perceive that there is something illegal. The perception is more than the physical reality. This is a hint, this is a teaching, this is an understanding that we must come to know how the world works. To know that it is not the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law that is matters. The 12th Pasuk. You cannot go on and live based on the letter of the law without the spirit of the law being included in your consciousness. And one must learn the spirit of the law in order to be able to actively do the actions of the law properly. Pasuk 12. Al titneni benefesh sarai ki kamu vi edei sheker vi peach kamas. Do not let me fall prey to the wishes of my oppressors, for false witnesses have stood up to accuse me. The hypocritically insinuate. They hypocritically insinuate that I am a criminal, that I am the one who has committed unspeakable inhumanities, and it is really they who have done so. We see in this verse the reality of our world, where the kettle is calling the pot black. Or is it the other way around? The pot is calling the kettle black. We see people make statements, and those statements are directed to other people. Those statements are describing themselves and their own actions. We see this play out daily in our modern world. But it's to teach us. The 13th Pasuk. Lu le he'emanti lirot betu Adonai Yohewahe Eretz Chaim. They would have succeeded in making me give up all hope had I not believed with all my heart that I will someday see Hashem's ultimate goodness in the land of eternal life. 7 words representing the physical world. Thirty-one letters representing the name of God El, Aleph Lamed, which is the name of God in the frame of Chesed, the essence of which is loving kindness. Eternal life depends on loving kindness, our loving kindness towards others. The 14th Pasuk. Kaveh el Adonai Yohewahe Chazak V'ya'amets Libecha V'kaveh el Adonai Yohewahe. Therefore, I caution you, when you are beset by troubles, never give up hope. Rather, direct your hope to Hashem alone. Take strength and be courageous of heart, and direct your hope to Hashem. A different way to understand the translation. Direct your hope to El Hashem, to the loving kindness of Hashem. Nine words. Your guess is, it's wisdom, or is it Malchut? Let us count the letters. Letters. We discussed it many times. 30 is Lamed. Lamed is the only letter that goes above the line. Lamed is the teacher. The 9 is connecting to wisdom, represented by the Lamed going above the line. It's also being directed by the Lamed being a teacher. Direct your hope to the loving kindness of Hashem. This is a phrase that I would recommend that you use as a repetitive phrase. Some call it a mantra, but that's an Eastern word that I don't recommend we use. A repetitive phrase. Kaveh El Hashem. Kaveh is an indication. The word kav, kufav, is a word that means line, means direct. The hey at the end of the word representing go in the direction of the line. Go in a straight path to the loving kindness of Hashem. Kaveh El Adonai. 9 letters. This is wisdom. This is a recommended repetitive phrase. Not by the Kabbalah. It's my recommendation. And you have to decide if it is correct for you. That my understanding that I have expressed in these verses of this psalm is correct for you. It is the wisdom that I know to be true. That does not mean it's true for you. Learn this well and constantly learn for yourself what is the right thing for you to do, for you to understand, for you to grow with. And now I will read the 14 verses in Hebrew sequentially. Le David Adonai Yohewai O Rivishi Mimira Adonai Yohewai Maos Faye Mimi echad ikrova laim reim leekol et basari sarai beovai li hei makashlu benafalu im tachane alai machane lo yira libi Im takum alai milchama bezot ani botea achat shalti me et Adonai yo hey wahe o tavakesh shivti beveit Adonai yo hey wahe kol yemei chaye lechatzot v'noam Adonai yo hey wahe uvaker bechekalo ki yitzpeneni besuko b'yom ra'a yasti reini beseter achalo b'tzur yirom emeini v'yata yalum roshi al yavai sevivotai v'yez becha b'achalo zivche teroa Ashira v'yazamra la'adonai yo-hei-wa-hei Shema Adonai yo-hei-wa-hei Koli ekra v'chaneni v'yaneni Lecha amar libi v'bakshu panai Et panecha Adonai Yohewahe Avakesh El taster panecha Mimeni al tat Beachta azveni Elohe Yishi Ki avivimi Azavuni Vadonai Yohewahe Yaspeni Horeni Adonai Yohewahe Darkecha Uncheni Biorach Mishor Bleman Shorerai Al tidneni b'nefesh tzarai Ki kamu v'yedi edei Sheker v'feach v'mas Lule ha'emanti l'irot V'tuv Adonai Yohewahe v'eretz chayim Kave el Adonai Yohewahe Chazak v'yametz Libecha v'kave El Adonai Yohewahe Kave 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 Adonai Yohewahe
Are there any questions? I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom. The 6 o'clock Saturday evening, Shabbat evening, the end of Shabbat, we will all have a community Havdalah. At 7 o'clock, we have a class, a Zohar class, on the Parasha of Truma. Sunday morning at 10:30, we have a class on the Shekalim, which is the Shabbat Shekalim is tomorrow. It's this Saturday. And we will explain what the Shekalim is on Sunday morning in our 10:30 class. And at 3 o'clock, the class will continue the teachings of the reincarnation, advanced reincarnation. There will not be a 7 o'clock class Monday, not the 4 days next week, until Friday morning. We will have a 7 o'clock class for Psalms 28. Rosh Chodesh is this coming Thursday night at 7 p.m. Please put it in your calendar. Rosh Chodesh Adar, the month where joy increases. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom to all.